Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about Twitter. So, I know we've talked about it a lot, but then again, it's a big topic and it keeps giving. There's more information to share with you on the Twitter. So let's get to that in a second. Remember, if you enjoy it, hit the heart button at the end of this. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. And if you'd like to give our platform a little bit of support, well, there's two easy ways you can do that. You can buy me a coffee. There's a link below. Or you can go to DonorBox and you can drop a pound or a dollar in the hat over there. And everything goes towards the affraying the running costs of what we do. Also, if you like what we do, of course, please share it. Get it out there on whichever platforms you are on. Which brings me to Twitter. Are you on Twitter? Well, as you know, I'm not. I'm not allowed to be because I've been banned forever by Twitter. A permanent ban. Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, Jack Dorsey. But of course, as you know, Elon Musk's going through this tortuous process of will he buy it or won't he buy it? And the latest twist was, I think, yesterday, where he talked about the fact that he believes that the actual number of fake accounts, spam bots, just general bots on Twitter is about 20% or could be as high as 20%. And Twitter saying, no, it's about 5%. It's about 5%. And I saw a really funny exchange on Twitter, actually, from between Parag Agrawal, and who's the current CEO of Twitter. And he's explaining why, it's probably only 5%. You can totally trust us. And Elon Musk responded by tweeting the excrement emoji. So that tells you something about what's going on there. Basically, Musk clearly doesn't believe Twitter in terms of what is genuine in that platform and what isn't. But in parallel with that, and this is what I wanted to chat about, I'm not going to play it because the audio quality is not very good, but I watched a really interesting piece over on Project Veritas, where they went undercover and had a chat with a senior engineer at Twitter. And he tells the undercover journalist that, quote, Twitter does not believe in free speech. I knew that. He confesses employees at the tech giant are, quote, call me as F-U-C-K. And he admits that the left-wing employees hate Elon Musk's capitalist takeover bid. It's just, this is a Twitter guy. This is a Twitter guy saying that. Yeah, we don't. No, Twitter doesn't believe in free speech. No, we don't. No. He also talks about the fact that a lot the way the work ethic in Twitter is really weird. Apparently, if you just don't feel well, you don't go into work. He says that Twitter's more focused on mental well-being than, for example, making profit. So if you don't feel well, you just don't go in. You take a week off, take a month off. You'll be paid. It's not a problem. I mean, that's insane. And that's why Elon Musk, I think, if you recall, originally he talked about turning Twitter headquarters into a homeless shelter because nobody goes there. And he's about right. To be fair to Musk, I think he was about right in that one there. But yeah, this is a Twitter guy basically confessing it's infested by communist-loving, anti-capitalist people who have no work ethic whatsoever. And that is what Twitter is. So, I mean, you know, to me, this demonstrates, by the way, just how much of a nightmare it is going to be for any new person to own Twitter and make it work. Because it seems to me that Twitter does not, I mean, this guy actually says, you know, they will censor right-wing opinion. They won't censor left-wing opinion by and large. And that would be true. They will mostly ban people like me. They won't ban people from the left. And that's because, you know, and if you try to appeal a ban on Twitter, and people do, you're appealing to the people that you hear me keep talking about, you know, the purple-haired, nose-ring-wearing, indeterminate gender commies in Silicon Valley, and you think they're going to be an independent arbiter of what's fair and what's not. Come on. I mean, as I said, the only way I think this one works is that Elon Musk will have to sack most of them. It's the only way out of this one. So if he buys it, and he's now saying, well, if I buy it, I'm going to buy it for a lot less than the $44 billion I put on the table, because I now believe that up till a fifth of the company is fake. fraudulent, spam bots, fake accounts. And that's why Parga Gwali and the other guys are saying, no, it's honestly, it's only 5%. You can definitely trust us. We would not lie to you. So there you have it, friends. There we have the Twitter soap opera continues. Musk clearly playing a game. He's doing due diligence. People saying we should have done due diligence before he bought it. But no, that's an ignorant thing to say. The acquisition hasn't completely gone through. So he's actually doing the right thing. What he's doing is he is simply making sure that due diligence has been done and that the actual value of the business is worth his $44 billion. And I've got to say, if I was spending $44 billion, I would similarly want to make sure that I was getting my money's worth, you know. And if up to, if you've got these millions and millions of fake accounts all over Twitter, put there by communist-loving Twitter employees algorithmically and using whatever other methods they have, then that's not a good purchase. So as I say, I would be very interested to watch how this one develops. But into my mind anyway, Elon Musk is just doing that which any businessman would do. He couldn't see the books before he put the acquisition in. He's now in a position to see the books, and he is exposing them. Twitter's been exposed in ways that it never has been before. And I, for one, am delighted to see it. And as I say, I don't know whether this will ultimately work out for Musk, or will he walk away? I don't know if that's going to happen. But I do know that we've got an insight into Twitter, which we would never have had unless Elon Musk had actually put the bid on the table. So as I say, it is a soap opera. It keeps going, I know, but I think it's fair to talk about it because Twitter is a very large social media platform. It's used extensively by a lot of people. And I think we've got, a right to be able to put forward our views about it as well. So thanks so much for listening. Remember, hit the heart button on your way out. Catch you soon.